A remote indigenous community that's been plagued by unscrupulous door-to-door traders has just become the nation's first do-not-knock town. Woojil Woojil is in far north Queensland, and signs have been put up on the roads into the community warning salespeople that it's illegal to approach houses with do-not-knock notices. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge has the story.
Woojil Woojil is 3 hours north of Cairns, but its remote location hasn't stopped door-to-door salespeople making the unlikely trek to spruik their wares, selling everything from overpriced washing machines to packages from private training colleges. Woojil Woojil Aboriginal Shire Council Mayor Desmond Taylor has had enough.
People come in and, unbeknownst to us, till they've settled all the deals and stuff like that. People were out of pocket and they couldn't afford day-to-day living, you know, because a lot of their money was going into these purchases that, you know, salespeople come through and rip people off.
Desmond Taylor says one of the worst examples was people being signed up to payment plans for overpriced water coolers.
Little demands to customers, they wasn't aware of what the actual cost was involved with it.
And what was the cost of that product?
Very high price, and they couldn't afford the payments, so it would have been up around about $200.
The company responsible, Titan Marketing, was taken to court and fined $750,000. Almost 10 years ago, consumer groups began a Do Not Knock campaign, distributing stickers to households that warned door-to-door traders they must not approach their home. Woojil Woojil's campaign goes a step further, with large roadside signs warning it's a Do Not Knock community. Aaron Davis is from the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network.
We're constantly getting calls. People have been affected by door-to-door sales. You know, they're overcommitted. You know, they're only on social security incomes a lot of the time, and these extra expenses just, you know, put them over the poverty line. And, you know, they find it then hard to pay for electricity bills, their rent, food, all life's essentials. So we have to help them get out of this mess. And that's when we start working with the regulators like ACCC and Queensland Office of Fair Trading.
This week, a government review recommended rent-to-buy companies that sign people up to pay off things like televisions and washing machines should have to disclose the total cost of their contract up front. Even if there are changes to what's being sold, Desmond Taylor wants Woojil Woojil's Do Not Knock signs to keep salespeople away.
Is it your hope that door-to-door salespeople will see that and do a quick U-turn, or what do you think the impact's going to be?
Well, hopefully it just sends them a message that, you know, they're not welcome here in the community. Again, I'd like to just reiterate that, you know, we're just trying to look after our community members, and hopefully this type of activity doesn't happen.
Woojil Woojil Aboriginal Shire Mayor Desmond Taylor speaking to Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.